You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1631. This time, I join Mary Kitzmiller as she answers a listener question about identifying gaps in a horse's training. And today's episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel's full line of 100% extruded feed formulas are designed for easier digestion compared to pellets. Extruded nuggets break down as soon as your horse takes a bite, releasing essential nutrients exactly where they're meant to be absorbed. Discover how extruded feed helps your horse live a healthier life. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
We have a question from Katie, and she wants to know, what do you do when you don't have a lot of history on a horse to evaluate their level of training and any holes in their training? What are you looking for to determine how trainable a horse is? Are there specific exercises, you do on the ground or under saddle to evaluate them? Are there specific strategies or training paths you follow depending on what your evaluation turns up? Great question. And I often have to do this, or often choose to do this with training horses, because I learned don't take the given history at face value. And so it's pretty simple, actually. I just pretend they don't know anything and then let them show me what they know. So I act as if they're a brand new baby colt that I'm starting. And if they already know it, I can determine it pretty quickly and scratch that off of my list and go from there. So maybe I might even spend a week doing this on a horse. So examples of that would be, I don't ever take for granted that a horse is able to stand tied while being saddled. Because you find out rather quickly that, maybe this horse can accept the saddle, but they're very cold-backed, and as soon as they take one step, they explode bucking. And you wouldn't believe how many times that's happened to me on a horse that's broke to ride. And I call the owners, I'm like, he bucked pretty hard with the saddle. And they're like, oh, yeah, he does that. I'm like, did you not think to tell me that?
Yeah,
you know, he killed 3 people last week. I'm like, oh, okay.
Good to know.
I have discovered too late that a horse cannot stand tied for things while I've made them stand tied for something. And that's never a fun situation to be in. So, oftentimes I'll take a new training horse to the center of the arena and saddle them while I'm holding them and just make sure. And if they're super chill about that, I usually feel comfortable tying them up after that or taking them to the place where I tie and looping the rope around and just kind of imitating tying. And if they're okay with that, then I'm like, okay, I know what you got to work with. And before I ride said horse, no matter what history I've been given, I might saddle them up and then just move their feet a little bit. And I just do my basic groundwork exercises. Can you yield your hindquarters? Can you go forward? Can you yield your shoulder? And I can tell rather quickly when the horse knows and when they don't know. As far as the groundwork that I would use to evaluate, again, just the basic, my favorite basic groundwork exercises. So that involves, can you yield your hindquarters? Can you yield your rib cage? Can you yield your shoulders? Can you go forward and around? Can I stop you when I need to stop you? Can I ask you to go when I need you to go? Are you soft on the halter? Will you give to the halter while standing still? Will you give to the halter while we're moving around? If I do some basic desensitizing, if I throw the rope over your back, you're going to freak out. If I get a flag out. Now, most horses I get that have had a lot of training haven't had flags around them before. So I always treat every horse like he's never seen a flag before. And I do my flag exercises not as a test to see, do you know this perfectly, but more as a, hey, I'm going to use this thing that's a little bit odd and it makes some noise and it's got, kind of a visual thing going with it. I'm going to use this around you. Do you handle it you know, pretty well if you're a little scared, or do you explode? If they act unfamiliar with it, but they handle it really fine, then that what that tells me is, okay, if I'm on your back and something unfamiliar happens, you're going to keep your sanity, even if you maybe don't understand what's going on. If you explode, then I ain't getting on you, and we're going to work on a few more things before I get on you. So those are the things I like to check out. And I've done this enough that I can usually tell when there's a history there, good or bad, and go from there. So any basic good groundwork program is a great test to see, okay, what do you know? What do you don't know?
So what are the most common holes you come across, either when you're doing clinics with people or when you're getting a horse in a what is sometimes referred to as a remedial horse, a horse that's, quote, already started in for training? What are the holes that you go, yep, there it is again?
I would say the number one thing that I notice in clinics and training is a horse that does not know how to manage their emotions and does not know how to not run over their trainer. So when I do clinics, oftentimes I get horses that maybe haven't been hauled in a while, or they were brought here with their best friend and they're in an unfamiliar place and they want to be with their best friend, and a horse that ignores the person at the other end of the lead rope. And what these horses are looking for, they're looking for help, but they don't know how to look to their person for help. They're looking for something else. Maybe if I run out of the arena, maybe if I scream bloody murder, maybe if I try to run to my best friend, maybe if I run over my person, then I can get to safety. So that's usually what I do before anything else, is I have to teach that horse, pay attention to me, and also don't run me over. When I can get those two things done, now I've got a basis for doing other stuff. I can't teach a horse that's running over the top of me, screaming, acting like I'm not even in the same building as him. I have to, you know, sometimes I have to be really big and obnoxious to make them aware of my presence and that they should pay attention to me, and I am not something they want to run over. And say, like, that is not a good idea. The horses don't understand how squishy and fragile we are. So sometimes I need to make it known, I am precious. Do not run me over.
Don't squish the human.
Yes. And so when I can get them to, like, tear their attention away from everything else and realize I'm the most interesting thing in any building we're going to be in, then I can start evaluating other things. Okay, what are some things you know? What are some things you don't know?
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.